Okay, I'm in AMR talking to is the 14th of October, about 10:30 in the evening. We're close to it. Today's the 13th? Am I off? I've been working so much. No, you're probably right. You're right. It's the 13th. 13th of October. Thanks for correcting me. We'll have to change it on the other one, too. Okay. For the purposes of the tape, my name is Sergeant Sparks. And could you spell your last name for me? And your first name is spelled...
Yes.
Okay. And you're employed by AMR?
Yes.
And your title here is a paramedic supervisor?
Yes.
And you're also the operations supervisor here in Thousand Oaks?
Yes.
Are there other operations supervisors?
There's two other operations supervisors.
Okay. That work the other shifts that...
Right.
Okay.
I do A shift.
You're an A shift supervisor? Okay. How long have you worked for AMR?
A little over 2 years.
Do you have any prior ambulance or paramedic experience?
Yeah, I've been in EMS for 7 years. Almost 5 of it as a paramedic.
Okay. And where else have you worked in EMS?
San Diego City. Areas of San Diego County.
And working with AMR? Or
no, with Rural Metro Corporation.
I'm sorry, what is it?
Rural Metro.
Rural?
Yeah, RURAL Metro.
What is that?
They're the second largest ambulance company in the U.S.
So it's another ambulance service? Okay.
And for STAT, STAT, ambulance.
Is that also in
San Diego
area? Okay.
And then in Bakersfield, in Kern County, and Bakersfield City for Golden Empire Ambulance and Air Rescue.
Golden Empire?
Yes.
And what else?
Ambulance and Air Rescue. The same company.
Okay.
And in San Luis Obispo County for San Luis Ambulance.
Where are you getting around? Oh. Okay. Were you on duty tonight?
Yes.
Okay. Did you, at some time during this evening, get called to a shooting incident in the city of Thousand Oaks?
Yes.
Did you recall about what time that was?
Not the exact time. I would imagine it was 5:45 to 6 o'clock.
Okay, would your company records reflect the actual time that you...
The county run form that I completed for the patient contact that I did will have that on it.
Okay.
And county fire dispatch will have it.
Okay.
And it'll be under the... for county fire dispatch, if you call and check for the call sign that you gave us for, that'll have the time on it.
Okay. Are you certified as a paramedic?
Licensed as a paramedic.
Licensed as a paramedic?
And certified for this company.
Okay. I'm not familiar with the certification or licensing processes, but you are a trained, compensated paramedic?
Yes.
Okay. Where were you when you got the call to respond to the shooting tonight?
At my home in Simi Valley.
is that where you work out of when you're on duty?
Typically here, during most of the time, I was having dinner with my wife, so I was back at home.
Here meaning your offices here on Moody Court?
Yes.
Okay.
And then,
so you just happened to be at home
right.
dinner time when this call occurred?
Yes.
Okay. And was this call on Avenue de los Flores at Montgomery?
Yes.
How did you become aware of this? Was this over the radio, over the phone?
We get dispatched over the radio as a supervisor to any calls involving multiple ambulances or anything where a battalion chief would respond, and then we're automatically responded by the fire department.
Okay. So you got this call over the radio?
Yes.
Do you recall what you were told over the radio in way of a response?
Shooting victim, and then I was given the address or the location of Montgomery and Flores, and that was it. I was notified that 445 was en route, and that was about it. No other specifics were available.
445 is the ambulance crew that responded?
Yes.
And that crew is comprised of who? And I take it that you did respond to this call?
Yes.
Did you respond code?
Yes.
Okay. From your home in the city of Simi?
Yes.
And when you arrived, do you recall about what time it was that you arrived?
I believe it was right at 1800.
Okay. When you arrived on scene, what did you see?
I arrived on scene. I was parked pretty far away from the incident. I came in from the east side of the incident on Flores. I parked behind an engine with battalion chief, and as I came up through, I crossed over two of the yellow lines that was strung up, and I made contact with one of the fire department paramedics, paramedic, and there was engineer, I believe was his name. They were standing in the front yard of the house on the east side of Montgomery. And there, I made face-to-face contact with the paramedic. There was the only paramedic on scene at the time. 445 had already transported. He gave me a quick rundown that the one lady sitting there was the victim of an assault, and the other lady sitting next to her was either the RP that made the call for the 911 or just a witness that was extremely emotionally upset. At that time, paramedic left the scene to go meet back up with his partner who had went in with the ambulance. I don't know where you want to go from there.
Did you provide any care or treatment to the folks there?
Made contact with the two ladies. The one that was emotionally upset, she absolutely didn't want to go to the hospital. I asked the fire captain, I'm not sure what engine he was on, to go ahead and get some vitals and complete an assessment and do an AMA on her since she didn't want to go. And then I...
AMA meaning?
Against medical advice since she didn't want to go to the hospital, sign a form stating that we offered ambulance transport and she refused.
And she declined that?
Yes. And then I made contact with the assault victim and we went ahead and took her into the next door house kind of isolate her away from all that was going on outside.
Next door meaning?
Next door from where we were. We were on a corner house.
Would it be the southeast corner?
Yes. Okay. We went one house to the east.
Okay.
Apparently it was family's house.
I'm sorry?
Who apparently is the family's house.
Whose family?
Her family's.
Oh, okay.
And it was one of your senior deputies that said that we should go ahead and use that house.
Okay.
So we took her inside and we finished our assessment in there. I did a quick head to toe on her. Didn't find anything except for a small hematoma on the left forehead and no color change or anything. She had stated she'd been struck with a TV remote in the forehead.
What kind of condition was she in emotionally?
She was very upset, worried about the future. She'd stated she was worried about what was going to happen in the future and what she was going to do with bills and things like that. Her vitals were stable. We documented all the vitals and the assessment on the first responder form. And I had attempted to talk her into going to the hospital several times, hoping that maybe she could go there and speak to one of the people that, one of the caseworkers, social workers, mm-hmm. maybe would provide some assistance to her. But she wasn't interested in going to the hospital at all. The fire department had requested a chaplain respond. So we were kind of waiting there for the chaplain to get on scene.
So you remained there to provide whatever services you could?
Right.
Okay. This other woman that you say was present when you arrived, you believe she was either a witness or a reporting party?
Yes.
She was emotionally upset?
Yes.
Distraught? Did she have any wounds or injuries that you were aware of?
She wasn't involved. She specifically stated she wasn't involved in it.
Was not involved?
Yes, was not involved. Mm-hmm. She stated that she had no injuries and wasn't involved. So, no, she didn't have any injuries that I knew of.
Okay. And you had her checked out. Did you ever become aware of her vital signs or the other
yes.
conditions that
the,
was checked for?
Firefighters took her vitals, reported them to me, and they were all within normal limits.
So that caused you no concern?
Yes.
Okay.
No concern.
How about this female that had this hematoma? Other than the hematoma, were there any other injuries that you became aware of at the time?
No. She was not complaining of any pain or anything. Couldn't find any injuries. Otherwise, on a secondary assessment, she didn't have any neck or back pain, had full range of motion of her neck with no pain. Was able to walk okay.
Oh. What were her vital signs like? Pulse?
I can't recall.
Were you ever given that information?
Yes.
Did it concern you that those statistics or those conditions concern you?
No.
Based on your training, they were
within normal
acceptable?
Yeah.
Okay. Given the circumstances?
Yes.
My goodness. And again, she declined to go to the hospital?
Yes, several times declined.
Okay. How long do you think you, or did anything else of significance that you're aware of happen while you were there at the scene? I realize that's an ambiguous question, but did anything else of import to for your purposes occur while you were at the scene?
No.
How long do you think you were there?
I believe I was there for a half an hour.
And what did you do then?
contacted, prior to leaving, I contacted, don't believe it was you, it was another sergeant on scene.
It wasn't me.
Okay. It took down, gave the names of the crew, 445 and myself.
So the uniformed sergeant, or?
Yes, I believe it was uniformed. Okay. He was standing at the back one of the squad cars with the big fold-out deal in his trunk.
Uh-huh.
He was right directly in front of the house where the incident occurred.
Okay. So you gave him that information?
Yes.
As far as your services and who all was there?
Right.
Okay.
And I contacted fire dispatch and got the rest of the information I needed, such as times and run number, for my paperwork. And then I contacted 445 to find out, make sure they were okay, make sure they didn't have any blood exposures or anything, since they had been working on the gunshot victim.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure they were getting all the supplies they needed to take care of them.
You contacted them by radio? Or?
By Nextel.
By phone?
Yes.
Cell phone? Did you go to the hospital?
No.
Okay. What did you do after you finished all of those things that you just explained?
Headed back home to eat my cold dinner.
Okay. Did you have any other involvement in the situation?
No.
Okay. Have you talked to anyone to get an understanding of what occurred, or?
Just what I spoke to the phone with.
When was that?
While I was leaving the scene. Okay. So it was about 6:30, 6:45.
What did he tell you?
He told me that they had transported the patient. He had 6 to 7 gunshot wounds. He talked about their treatment. I don't know if you want me to go into what he stated for their treatment.
No, I talked to him.
Okay. And he was probably going to be called to the hospital. I clarified there. I heard there was a
traffic accident. When you say called, you mean?
He was going to be pronounced dead at the hospital. Then I clarified that I heard another traffic accident go out at the same time as the call. Wanted to find out if that was something separate or involved. He stated that he believed another car was involved with the sheriff's deputy vehicle, and that 442 had been called in as a separate incident, and they had handled it separately from the shooting incident.
Did you respond to that situation?
No.
The vehicle accident?
No.
Are you aware of what happened from AMR's perspective and what you all did in that situation?
From what I understand, 442 transported a sheriff's deputy and the driver of the vehicle
to
Los Robles.
Okay. Are you the supervisor of 442 as well?
Yes.
When you're on duty? And, did you speak to the ambulance folks on that rig to get an understanding of what happened there?
No.
You haven't talked to them?
No.
Okay.
I've spoken to them about other things throughout the day, but not about that incident.
Okay. Is that something that you would normally do as a supervisor, talk to them about their response to this officer-involved traffic accident?
No, at this point, it feels significant.
Okay. Is there anything else that you did in relationship to this incident that you haven't talked to me about? That you can recall now?
No, besides notifying you're going to come by.
After I spoke to you on the phone?
Yes.
Okay. In thinking back about your activities and your observations, prior to, during, and after your response to the situation, is there anything else that you can think of that you haven't told me? Again, that's an open-ended question, just to see if there's anything else that you can think of that you think might be important that, that I haven't asked you about.
I didn't, never made entry into the scene to where the incident was. I'm not even sure exactly where the incident was. I believe it was at the southwest house, on the corner house. And I
didn't understand that based on
from where people were gathered and what the fire department said where the incident actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really have any knowledge of anything but what I've talked about so far.
Okay. Did this female with the hematoma contusion on the forehead, did she provide any explanation to you about what happened? Did she make any spontaneous statements about what occurred?
No, she just stated that she'd been, asked her if she had been struck with any weapons. She said no. I asked what she was struck with in the forehead. She said a TV remote. She said no other weapons were involved. She said no on her.
Did she say who tossed this remote at her?
She did state it was her husband. She stated how long they'd been married. I don't remember how long she'd said. She talked about her children, how many children she had, how old they were, and she wanted to contact her children. So we were trying to arrange for that. But she had to get
her understanding that these children were juvenile or adult?
I believe there were some that were juvenile, but the sound like the majority were adult.
Okay.
We were going to arrange to get her phone for her, but it was in the house, and that's where all the numbers were in her phone.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time I had left, she hadn't contacted any of her family. Besides the people who were in the house, I'm not sure who they were. I was just told secondhand that it was family of hers.
Did you hear any comments or conversation by anyone else that described what had happened with this person who had been shot?
I had heard from somebody, I'm not sure if I heard from I heard from a firefighter, and I don't recall exactly who stated it, but I heard that the suspect had either lunged at or brandished a knife at the officers.
And where were you when you heard that information?
That's where I can't remember. I can't remember if I was actually at the neighbor's house and the firefighter said it, or if it over the phone when I was talking to him after the incident.
Again, is there anything else that you can think of that you think might be helpful in us having knowledge in?
I don't think so.
Okay. Do you have any questions of me?
No.
Okay. That's the end of our interview here. And it's now about what time? 10:52.
Yes.
And I'll turn off the tape.
All right.
Turn the tape back on. You to discuss your records for the situation. You'll be writing a report on your contact with this female victim?
Yes.
Okay. And is it your understanding that will be writing a report for their involvement in their response to the situation as well?
Yes. And possibly the crew of Squad 3 will be writing a separate report.
What is Squad 3?
Squad 3 is the Ventura County Fire okay. District's paramedic unit.
Okay. Now, they're not part of AMR, right?
No.
The county. Okay. When, can you provide me with this run number that you spoke of?
Yes.
Is that available?
It's down in my supervisor truck right now.
Okay. These reports that you and your personnel will be writing, when do you think they'll be available?
They have to have this complete within 12 hours of the incident.
Okay.
It gets turned into the base hospital. It gets turned into county EMS.
When you say the base hospital, who are you referring to?
Los Robles Regional Medical Center.
Okay. Is that the, when you finish your report, is that the routing directly to the hospital or through your administration?
It's a carbon copy setup where you break down three copies.
Mm-hmm.
One copy comes back here, it gets reviewed, and then gets sent to county EMS. They keep a file on it in a computer system, and then they send the hard copy back to us. One of the copies goes to the hospital for the base hospital records,
mm-hmm.
And then one copy goes to the hospital to be placed in the patient's records.
And the original
stays with us.
Stays with you.
Yes.
And that those reports are done within 12 hours, and you're completing the response to
yes.
the incident.
For that particular call, it'll be 12 hours because it was an advanced life support call. If it's a BLS call, such as what I did with assessing the patient and completing an AMA, it's done within 24 hours. But mine's already been completed.
Okay. And yours has yet to be approved. Do you have someone that approves yours?
No, there's no approval process. You just complete it. Send it in to county EMS.
Can I get a copy of that?
That's questionable because it's patient confidentiality. Because it's I don't know where you guys fall in it.
Okay.
I know I've been requested by lawyers to get copies of it. And the operations director here has told me they have to subpoena.
Okay. Who's your operations? How's he spell his last name? And his title again is what?
Operations director. Operations manager. Sorry.
Okay.
And then,
okay. And write a separate report from the.
No,
they combine your
they complete one, and then they both sign it.
Okay.
And it'll be a detailed report because it was an advanced life support call.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas mine is done, theirs is done in a pre-hospital report form, or pre-hospital field report, and mine is done on a first responder form, which is a one-sided, very short form.
Just like an overview.
Right.
Synopsis of what to do.
And there's is going to be a two-sided with maybe an extension form.
Okay. And theirs will be done before the end of their shift tomorrow?
Yes, it will
or
be done.
Sunday?
Should be done by this morning. And they might already have it done.
Okay. And is available, like a Monday through Friday kind of guy?
Yeah, if need be, I can get a hold of them in any time.
Okay. Okay, I'll turn off the tape.